This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed condolences to the families who lost their lives in a boat mishap in Mumbai. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he is pained by this shocking news. The Prime Minister has also announced an ex gratia amount of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister National Relief Fund, the next of kin of each deceased. 50,000 rupees would be given to injured persons. President Draupadi Murmu has also expressed her condolences to the families who lost their lives. In a social media post, the President also prayed for the swift success of the rescue and relief operations and a quick recovery of the survivors. Government will refer the bills related to One Nation, One Election to the Joint Parliamentary Committee today, comprising 31 parliamentarians. The proposed JPC will comprise of 21 Lok Sabha members and 10 Rajya Sabha members. The MPs include BJP leaders P.P. Chaudhary, Anurag Singh Thakur and Parshottam Bhai Rupala, Congress leaders Priyanka Gandhi and Manish Tiwari, TMC's Kalyan Banerjee, NCP SP's Supriya Sule, among others. The Joint Parliamentary Committee JPC on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 met in New Delhi yesterday under the chairpersonship of Lok Sabha MP Jagdambika Pal and heard the views and suggestions of All India Shia Personal Law Board AISPLB on the bill. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Mr. Jagdambika Pal said that during the meeting, the members of the board presented their views on this bill. He added that the members of the JPC have also sought response on some questions from the AISPLB regarding the proposed amendments. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah hit out at Congress accusing the party of presenting facts regarding his speech in Rajya Sabha yesterday in a distorted way. Briefing media at party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Shah condemned the Congress for its attempts of distorting and misrepresenting his statement with regard to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. He alleged that the Congress party has a tendency to distort statements and create unnecessary uproar. Mr. Shah said that the discussion on constitution in Parliament has left the Congress with no answer to the charge that it is against Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, reservation and constitution. Mr. Shah added that whenever the BJP was in power, it always propagated the principles of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar and worked to strengthen reservation. He appealed to the media to put his entire statement before the public. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw yesterday hit out at Congress accusing it of once again trying to create a fake narrative over Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw has sought explanation from the Congress as to why Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru campaigned against Ambedkar, which led to his defeat. He also criticised the Congress for denying the Bharat Ratna to Dr. Ambedkar for over 40 years and not honouring Dr. Ambedkar in the Central Hall of Parliament. National Investigation Agency, NIA, conducted searches at multiple locations in 4 states in an interstate arms trafficking case yesterday. The searches were conducted at 12 locations in Bihar, 3 locations in Nagaland and 1 location in Haryana and 1 location in Jammu and Kashmir. During the searches, NIA recovered prohibited weapons including a 315 bore rifle, 11 rounds, 3 empty cartridges and digital devices such as mobile phones, memory cards and pen drives. A car and total cash amounting to over 13 lakh and 94 thousands were also seized, besides other incriminating documents. NIA said that the suspects' premises were searched were linked with previously arrested and charge-sheeted 4 accused in the case. Akashwani Azol is set to embark on a major upgrade with the installation of a visual radio system, which is expected to be operational by 2025-26. G.R. Lal Rupaya, director of Akashwani Azol and Mizoram cluster head, made the announcement of the Thanksgiving Come Advance Christmas program held at the Akashwani Multipurpose Hall. G.R. Lal Rupaya highlighted that the new system would require significant infrastructure enhancements in the station due to its requirement of the heavy audio and visual machinery for the system. A 28-member Indian weightlifting contingent will look to make a remark at the Asian Youth and Junior Weightlifting Championships 2024 in Doha, Qatar from today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.